Alright, WB2Y, ZX from the world famous K2IRT group, get WA2AZ. And we also may have an SWL listening to us tonight. A fellow called Tony called me up. He's somewhere in New Jersey, over the right over the border across from Manhattan there. And he heard about us through USP and some other means. So I told him to just listen in on the frequency. He does not have a ham radio license, but he is interested. And Tony, if you copy, we'll be over here, WA2AZ. Welcome to the group. Welcome to the group. You may stop by and visit us on the 10th and give some information about ham radio and the licensing and all the other stuff that goes with it. So, here we are in beautiful Brooklyn. I see everybody look like they recovered quite nicely from Tuesday. And Charlie, sorry to hear about the lightning again. Got a question for you. Are you in that high of a ground that lightning might use you for a target, Jeff?
Oh, I think the man upstairs is trying to get me or something, or I don't really know. I am not in a high place. In fact, I have hills on two sides of me, and I got a large building a few hundred feet away, so I don't know why it likes me. But I got away easy this time. I was going to buy a new flat screen TV anyway, so I'm just kind of forced the issue.
I'm just curious, you know, knowing you, did you take it apart to see what got zapped inside, or you just turned it off and pulled the plug and sat in the can?
Upon a time, I would have jumped at the opportunity to take it apart and troubleshoot it, but, you know, I don't have the patience anymore, and if there's one screw that's too tight, I'm going to end up just throwing the thing against the wall anyway. And even if I can't get it open to figure out where the trouble is, I probably can't get the part anyway, and, you know, I no longer have patience for this. So, I mean, if it's 10 years old, it doesn't owe me anything, so if I get really, really bored, I may take it apart, but right now it's just kind of sitting on the side.
Alright, Charlie, well, as long as nothing else is damaged here. Like I said, yeah, I make it a point at the end of the day, I disconnect everything that I could find, from the power cord to the antenna cord. It's gonna hit, it'll probably find its way in, but I'll do everything to put all these barriers in place there. Well, guys, what it ends up to, KSCWR. I came in about 15 minutes ago when I turned on the Discovery Channel, how it's made. And what do you know? They're doing a 15-minute expose on how to build a high-voltage fuse. Go ahead.
W2FBR checking in. Good evening, Jed.
Good evening.
Yeah, Lobie, I love that show. I tape it quite regularly with the DVR. It's just cool stuff. It's such run-of-the-mill, everyday stuff that they show how it's made. It's just amazing. Oh, yeah, I like when they get some of the stuff. Hey, it's WR, back to you, WH.
White. 2NYW checking in. Sheephead Bay.
Hey, what's the call again, NYW?
N2NYW, name is Ed, location Sheepshead Bay.
Alright, this has got you here. We've got Lobie, W82AXZ, like in one of them, not too far away. But Andy, you're 100% right there. It's just amazing to see how they do all this stuff. And after our little fun game that we had at 207th Street the past couple of days, it's always interesting to see what's inside those $1,300 fuses. And, you know, for the guys on the radio, we blew a high-tension fuse, a 13,000-volt fuse, up in one of our train yards in Northern Manhattan. And when it came time to replace it, the replacement cost is $1,300 a piece. So the lighting section bought one in a spare, just in case the car was going. It's an amazing thing to see this fuse about 2 to 2.5 inches across, 3 foot long. You really don't want to change too many of those. All right, let's go to W2FBR. How's everything going on your neck of the woods there, Steve?
Yeah, not too shabby, Lobby. W2AXZ with the K2IIT group. This is W2FBR. Yeah, not too bad. I'm quite a bit further south here right now. I'm south of Asbury Park, in my, as I like to call, the southern command post of Belmar, New Jersey, where my mom lives. So I'm actually parked outside her house in the car coming in on UHF. So hopefully I'm making the system all right. And let's see. The car wash blew up. I guess it was my fault. So you can EPD that one. Always blame David. Everybody else does, so why not? I'm just curious, Bobby. I'm just assuming that they didn't find out what the problem was, because when I left Dyckman Street and came back to 27th Yard with a train, they didn't send me through the wash. Are they still trying to troubleshoot the wash to find out where the short or the ground is in the system? Over.
All right, W2FBR, the K2IRP group. I think they know what the problem is. When we were moseying on into the shop area there, into the car wash, they were changing a very large motor and pump assembly. They had this thing up on the block and tackle. And none of the guys in there would admit it, but we sort of think that was one of the big problems. We gave them the power. Yesterday at 4 o'clock, we closed in all the switches. The high voltage is alive and well. And now it's just up to the good people at the car wash to get their act together and do something with the power we've given them. Get it?
Yeah, I was kind of chuckling to myself yesterday because right around 4 o'clock at the specified time, For 30 seconds or so, I saw all the signals in the yard go dark. So, yep. You certainly did pull a big switch, that's for sure. And then, I guess around a half a minute later, I saw all the signals light back up. So, I'm glad to see that at least all the high voltage came together all right without blowing up any more of those nice expensive fuses. Anyway, I'm going to run inside. I'm picking Mom up here to go out to dinner with her, so I'm going to run inside, drop my usual bachelor's load of laundry into the washing machine, but I'll be back. I may be back. If the timing is right, I'll be in here for one more go-round. So we'll catch up with you later. We'll see everyone next week. Maybe even at the eyeball. WA2AXZ, K2IRT group. This is W2FBR. Temporarily stepping out for a while.
KC2FYH, what are we checking?
KC2FYH checking in, and hold on a second there. Okay, Steve, give Mom our best regards there. Wish her a happy 4th. And we'll probably catch you a little later as you head out to the dinner time there. You be well, and you have fun everywhere we go. Especially when the lightning bolts put in the bottom of the water. All right, with W2FBR on the side. Let's go down the list to KC2RSS. RSS, come on in the main point to the KC2RSS.
2CSX, May 2nd.
Checking again, please.
hurry, let's go back to Ed in Sheepshead Bay. November 2, NYW. So are yours, Ed, come on in and make one.
Yeah, we're here. Name here is Ed, N2NYW. And how do you copy?
All quiet and crystal clear.
That's a copy. I'm on low power. 8280, 7800, whatever. So, I guess it's working. No, I heard you're on there. I said, let me check in. Back to you.
Alright, this is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, KQIRT. And, usually every Thursday night, unless you have, day preparation and other things going on. But we're doing pretty good over there. We had fun on field day, and I think next week, next Thursday, we won't be on the frequency. We'll be doing a face-to-face meeting over at the control center. Just to sit down, have a nice cup of coffee, and talk about what we did at field day there.
Yeah, that's a copy. Oh, this is TransitNet. I copy that. You've been around for a while, right?
Been around, well, the K2RRQ's been around since 2003, and we've been on here for a couple of years. And I'm sitting here talking, my phone is ringing downstairs, and I'll be darned, I'm not going to run downstairs to pick it up. Yeah, K2IRT has been pretty good. We started with the Subway Centennial, the 100th anniversary of the Subway, and we picked up the special call K2IRT for the club. And it served us well, guys.
Yeah, that's a copy. I got 17 years with the TA, so I'm on my 17th year. I'll be starting my 18th year with the maintenance away. So, yeah. 100 years. Copy that.
Where are your maintenance away? Andy and I are at the power group. You have Charlie and CIS. We're all over the place.
Yeah, I'm in Capitol. I'm out of Tower. What is that? Tower B, Coney Island Yard. So. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow, but I gotta go in tomorrow night. I got to, let's see, north of 8th Avenue. We're gonna, throw some track in. That's that E2 track, so that'll be the thing for the weekend.
So, all that capital work that we have going on out there and all those new flags and regulations are enough to make anyone care to hate around. I start my 39th year, July 13th. I'm still scratching my head trying to figure out where did all the years go.
Alright, Ed, let's go down the list to the new check-in now, KC2FYH. And let him have the say, KC2FYH, come on in and make one, KC2FYH.
Yeah, copy that. Good evening to everybody on the net, KC2FYH. I don't really have any data as of now, because I just, turned on the radio, so I really don't know what's going on as of now, so I'll just listen to the next go around, and maybe I'll have something to add. So, alright, I'll pass it back to WA2AZ with the K2YRT group. KC2FYH will be listening.
Alright, KC2FYH. Well, I gotta tell you that, for everybody who is involved with Field Day, it's getting more and more rough as years go by, setting up these antennas, but all of us from the last operator on down had a heck of a good time just working. We kept the station going for 24 hours, everything from CW to single sideband to Charlie with the satellite contact. Worked out quite nicely there. Going up, Charlie has had a chance to look at the paperwork yet. I think Charlie may be just taking a break right now. A couple of days off before he has to sit down and start factoring everyone's chicken extraction and control the fish and language of the transit. All right.
Let's turn it over to Andy now, KS2WR, and see what he's up to now. How's your conduit work going?
now. I spoke to Mary on the email about our Barefoot in the Park special event we're going to have on August 17th. So I'm talking to Andy and Charlie, maybe one day we have a chance to take a ride down there, scope it out, what kind of toys we're going to put up over there. And have a fun day, okay?
Honda suitcase generators came in. The little Honda 2000i's and Paulie. And the new JZA and myself were downstairs playing with it. We put the generators on and we hit the they have a new energy conservation switch. We walk 10 feet away from these things and they don't even know they're running. And we bought the parallel kit. We started running a fan, a heater. We actually had a grinder, one of the handheld grinder. And the little generators were happy as a lark. They obliged and they pumped the power and did their thing. So if they bought, we're going to try those things out in a few days and see if they're as clean as the USB magazine. With that, let's just see if Steve is with us, if not, we'll go down the list. W2SBR, you're still with the 2.
Yeah, but it's still in the lobby. She just got back in the car. Waiting for to board the her chariot here. Over.
Alright. Well, go out and have yourself a great dinner, say hi to Mom, and have fun tonight. Hey, listen, it's July 4th weekend. You get an early start, and you go out and enjoy it. I tell you, I got home here, and it's still hot and humid here. How is it down there on the shore area?
Well, believe it or not, now the sun has gone down, it's cooled off considerably, but when I stopped off at my house up in Keensburg, it was certainly pretty hot and humid in the house. So I'll contend with that later when I get back home. But it seems to be cooling down a little bit. But I'm still using the comforts of mobile air conditioning here right now, so it's getting better, that's for sure. I'm not one much for anything above 75. After that, forget it. I don't like much anything much temperature above 75. It's a little too much for me. Especially after running around in the yard all day with the heat today, it was unbearable.
I can imagine once you get out of that nice air-conditioned train car there. But I got to notice that they're going to be doing fan trips. R9 fan trips. And then they've got what they call the train of many colors on the IRT. They're going to be doing the running around on those.
Well, as it stands right now, there's a possibility that I will be on the July 13th trip on the R9 going to Coney Island. So, the percentage of positivity is pretty high on that, but as far as that train of many colors, the IRT post-war speed trip, I probably won't be on that one because, very simple, I'm not qualified on the IRT, so one of the other guys within the circle of maniacs will probably get assigned to that. But
But as it stands right now, yes, I might be doing that July 13th trip. So, if you'd like to join us, or if anyone cares on frequency, hopefully I'll be on it. W2AAC with K2IRT, W2FBR Mobile.
W2FBR, this is the K2IRT group.
Well, it's always great to see you at the controls there. You have a good time driving those old trains there, and you see the face of the crowd there, all the kids and the wannabe kids driving along with the train. And I keep saying this, and it holds true for all of us. You know, for the man that plays, the man who works with trains, it's Christmas all year round, and pretty much that's what we have there. We have our Christmas all day. You can play with all the trains you want to. All right. Steve, let you take a ride there. We'll continue going down the list and see if KC2RSF came back. KC2RSF, this is the K2IRT group. It's all yours.
Good evening, Lowy. This is N2LTD Mobile, Marcus, Southeast Queens. How you doing?
Hey, Marcus. How you been? Come on in and make one. You're no worse for wear for field day.
Yeah, I was driving along. I said, oh, wow, the net's going on, so let me put the antenna on the top of the vehicle here, so I could just check in and say hello to everybody. Just been listening in the last minute or two. Had a wonderful time at Field Day. Learned some things, and I even have some inquiries from other hams about that, the Matt Sullen, so I'll have to ask somebody some particulars about that.
A Wally special, a Wally special there. Wally is our antenna maven. Comes up with these strange antennas that get built, and somehow, to our amazement, pretty much everyone works. I have to say that 80 meter long wire drive that's a 40 meter wire beam is really good to break up there. Especially when you point the thing 45 and shoot up at the side. They make contact left and right to the point where I just stood back to help the guy in the other room to take an order there.
I was definitely pretty impressed with the contact made on that antenna, and I like the idea of turning it 45 degrees up and becoming a cloud burner. Okay, just checking in, want to say hello, and I'll probably have one more go around before I make it to the house. This is N2LTV Mobile, and with the K2IRT Net. Back to you, Logan.
Hi, Marcus, and once again to you and to everybody, thanks a lot. Everybody got together, and we really pulled a great miracle there. It's funny, we got everything down and packed away right before the storm really hit. And I'm told that the gang over at KCRA at Floyd Bennett Field were in the middle of taking the big diesel down, and they had a couple of guys holding the antenna as the lightning was crashing around and yelling at each other. You know, they didn't want to be a target. I can't understand why. That would have really eaten up their lives then. But everybody got done and got done safe. All right, Marcus, we'll call on you in a few minutes. Let's go back to Ed and shoot today and to NYW. You're all yours, Ed. Up to her there, we'll turn over to KC2FYH. Come on in and make one for the K2IRT group.
WFYA. Come on in. Not to herd. We'll go up to the top again, but before we do, for everybody listening, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. We usually heard on this frequency Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock to have a general discussion about things with ham radio and trains. And if anyone's been listening there, you get a chance to see what fun we have with our trains. Next Thursday at 5 o'clock, we'll be having a face-to-face meeting at the Power Control Center. And just have a rundown of what we've done over Field Day, and we'll see what happens on the next day, or probably right after that. We'll talk about it when we can get together to get that power down and get ready for the next month. With that, we'll go to Andy one more time. KSCWR. What's happening on your neck of the woods? K2IRT.
KSCWR, K2IR. Yeah. Hey Bob, those Honda generators on everything I said they would, I know you were going to love them.
As I said, I started looking at them many moons ago, especially when you're walking up 8th Avenue to the Mustafa Halal falafel and the hot dog wagon. Each one of those carts had one of those putting away, doing its thing with the lights and the fan and whatever they were doing to serve the food. And what really got us now is when they came out with that QST article that we could parallel these things. Well, that did it. We picked up two of them, we bought the paralleling kit, and they said, other than the K2IRT, we're going to see what we can do on the outset to start feeding signals. You know, one thing we found out that we put a voltmeter in one of the generators, and we had it on what they call the economy mode. And you notice that when it's on economy mode, it's running at a reduced speed, yet the voltage and frequency is lockstep to where it's supposed to be, 126 volts in the cycle. And when you put a load on it, the engine kicks in a little bit faster. The voltage remains stable and the frequency remains stable. So it must be a great little electronic circuit board for doing this thing. So we'll see what happens. Again, they're all over the place, so we're sure to give it a good home. Back to you, Andy.
Experience with those Honda generators, they are really durable too, so don't be afraid to put them through their paces. And with that, I'll pass it back over to the net and KFCWR.
KFCWR, got the K2IRT here. I keep wondering how it would work on the air conditioner, but I don't think so. I think the Coleman air conditioner is a little bit too big for one unit. We'll get a chance to see what happens on the 17th. As long as I have the lights and I have the radio and the TV set, I'll be very happy with whatever we can use. All right, let's go over to Charlie now, WB2YZX. In the Lightning Alley of Staten Island.
W2FBR, Lobby, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, I have reached the local eatery, so Mom and I are going to run in and have dinner. I just wanted to get in here and say goodnight to everybody, and I'll be officially checking out for the evening, so I'll... I want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July. Be well, 7 dreams, and God bless to all. And I'll be talking to you about over the weekend, Lobby, during next week. So everyone take care. This is W2FBR Mobile, Wall Township, New Jersey. Have a good night, all. Take it away, Charlie.
All right, Steve. Best wishes to Mom, and have a great weekend there. We'll catch you again next week. All right, back to Charlie again, WB2YZX.
Okay, very good. And thanks for checking in, Steve. And Marcus, if you're still listening, good to hear you in there. It was good to see you down there. And yeah, I shot back, put together. Actually, I had everything back together by 9 p.m. Sunday, but that's all. And milk crates right away just started to look. Was always a mess, but whatever. Yeah, I noticed I was looking on the internet before. I was looking at the EQSL website. We already got about 40 electronic QSLs from Field Day. So that's really becoming a popular thing. I've been using it for a number of years myself. I got about 600 of those electronic QSLs. And I don't know, some more and more people are using this. But just thought I'd throw that in, and I'm drawing a blank here. I guess it's, oh yeah, I was going to mention, you were talking about 10 meters being open during Field Day. Yeah, that was a nice surprise, and I'm glad 6 meters finally opened up. It was very disappointing on Saturday, but we more than made up for it on Sunday, and some guys are telling me, somebody in KCRA, I think it was telling me they were getting into Europe on 6 meters, but unfortunately I never bothered to point the antenna in that direction. But what are you going to do? WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
IST group, WA2AAG, here, just giving a few moments to let the receiver do it. Yeah, as I said, it was great conditions later on, and you don't know if it was all these thunderstorms in the area with all the storms in the Midwest, but it would have been interesting to see if you could make a European contact on 6 meters. Hey, we have the equipment, we have the antennas and the rotators there, so I'm sure that we'll be able to do something. And also, too, again, we'll start talking about if we're going to do the wintertime UHF, VHF. Try to find a warmer place, huh? I still remember you, Charlie, on the roof. Just holding your arms out as the wind was blowing past you. I think it was about 18 to 19 degrees up on the roof that day. Oh, we really froze our behind us, but we had a good time on that day.
All right, Charlie. Going down the list here, looks like we're slowly falling away there for nothing. FDR is cleared. This is the final call to KC2RSS. We'll see if he's out there.
Heil ear pads, you know, those cloth ear coverings. so I've got my two. Well, we got to take a look and see where it is, because it could be anywhere. Could even be back in the pile of equipment that we have at the Hamill. So we'll put out an ATB, or maybe I'll even take a ride to Hamill's Saturday or Sunday and see what's down there. All right, Marcus. Let me just give the guy, as I said, it's a quarter to nine already. Sounds like everyone is pretty well talked out from field day. I don't know if we want to drag this thing on anymore. So let's just give it over to Andy one more time, and if he wants to put the lid on it, go down the list and make it a short one tonight. And we'll all breathe a sigh of relief. No more field day until 2009. KF2WR, we got the K2WR.
KF2WR, Andy of Woodbridge, New Jersey. And yeah, the 2009 field day, I think it'll just be a little bit different. We'll have a little different planning. Just make it a little bit easier on all of our changing back. But looking forward to that one also.
DJ 73 to everybody on the net. He said, hey Marcus, how are you? And that's about it for here in New Jersey. KFTWR, 73 is all around everybody.
Andy, you be good. I'm the weekend assignee, so I switch with Johnny T.
If anything happens to hit the fan, I'll keep everybody informed. He should be okay this weekend. He usually is. People are too happy and enjoying the fireworks for the weekend.
Be good, Andy. Let's see if Charlie has anything to say. WB2YZX.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, okay, very good. For those that don't know the story, what Marcus was just talking about, when I was operating, he was standing in back of me with his camera. I didn't know he was there. So it was getting kind of dark outside, and I said, you know, I think we got a thunderstorm on the way or something. So he snapped the picture. And I thought it was a lightning bolt. I didn't know it was in back of me. And I started, whoa, and I was going to turn the rig off and pull the coax out of the back and everything. I turned around and there he was with the camera. So that's what he was talking about. It was really kind of funny. But I really thought it was a lightning bolt at the time. But at any rate, that's enough out of me tonight. So I'll be in a listening mode. Good night to everyone. And over to you, Lobby.
All right, Charlie, and hey, Charlie, you got to tell Marcus, because Marcus came in late, that you actually did get zapped with lightning at the home QTH. So, Marcus, if you're still tapping, lightning is still following over Charlie's shoulders. Go ahead. Packed it in N2LQV. You still out there, Marcus? Alright, looks like everybody's packing it in for the night. I'm sitting here now, I've got the ceiling fan on. It's got to be about 92 degrees up in the shack, and I'm going to go into the bedroom and fire up the air conditioner and take a long winter's nap. Guys, listen, thanks for coming by, and again, thanks for being part of the field day. And also, heartfelt thanks to the owners of the repeater, the SDNA, and the rest of the gang there for letting us use the repeater at this time. Again, you got the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here every Thursday night, usually from 8 to 9 o'clock, unless we have our monthly face-to-face or special operations there. If anyone wants any information about the K2IRT group, what you can do is just get my call letters at ARL.net. That's W-A-2-A-X-Z at ARL.net. Again, that's Whiskey Alpha Alpha X-Ray Zulu at ARL.net. And we'll pass along some good information.
good pictures and the like about the K2IRD group. Just throw it open to anybody if anyone has anything to say before we put a lid on it for another productive night. Going once, going twice, sold. Guys, have a great night. 73s to all from WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. Bye-bye.